Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. Hey, you. Yes, you, music teacher friend. Did you know there are 4 workshops coming this summer just for you? I've listened and I've identified some of the greatest needs of music teachers in my online community and can't wait to dive into a few areas to help you move forward before you head into next school year. The workshops will be about classroom management and what it is and isn't, structuring your class time effectively and efficiently, organizing your lesson plan so you know what to pull from and when to do it, and a full 4-day workshop where we'll plan out your entire first month of school together. To find out more and to sign up for these workshops, simply head to thedomesticmusician.com/events, and you'll see the dates and the details there, or simply click on the link in the show notes to join. I'm so excited, and I can't wait for you to join me for 1, 2, 3, or all 4 of these workshops. Welcome, and if this is your first time to my world, or whether we've known each other for a little while now, it is so nice to meet you. I'm so excited to have you here today. I appreciate your support more than you know, and am so excited to support music teachers in any way I can. I know it's been one heck of a school year. I know that some of you are finished with the school year and some of you have a little bit to go and you're like, I don't even want to think about this topic right now as I have 2 weeks left. Or some of you are like, listen, the last thing I want to do right now is think about anything related to school because I am done to the done, okay? But with that said, I wanted to have this conversation about what do you do now that school is over or it's about to be over. What do you do? You're probably thinking, well, literally, Jessica, what I do is nothing. That's the answer to this question right now in my head is I do absolutely nothing. And that is actually my first point is I want you to do nothing. I want you to literally be as lazy as you're allowed to be, okay? You have my full permission, not that you need it, to be lazy, to do nothing, to literally just sit on your couch when school is over and to just take a freaking break, okay? Don't worry about all the things. Don't even think about school once school is over. Just take a break, but we're gonna get into like how to process through the school year and all that later. But right now, the first thing I want you to do is just to take a break. Take a deep breath, take a break, you deserve it. Oh my gosh, if I could literally mail each and every one of you, well, it would taste gross by the time I got there, but a cup of coffee or a cup of like another beverage of your choice, I totally would. You deserve every massage, every pedicure, every, you know, vacation. You earned it all and you deserve it so much. So the first thing I want you to do is take a break. Do something fun this summer. So I want to start by telling you a story. When I thought about talking about doing something fun, I thought about last summer when literally everything was closed down, right? None of the pools were open. None of the normal places I would take my kiddos were open. Nothing was open. Even the parks, like the playgrounds, were closed. So I got a little creative. And my boys and I love to go to creeks. We love the lake, but we don't go like all the time. But last summer, we literally went all the time. And we saw every type of snake probably you could think of. Probably not. I'm being a little dramatic, but I don't like snakes. So I didn't sit there to study them and see which ones they were. But we saw a lot of snakes. So we call it snake summer because we went to a lot of creeks and we saw a ton of snakes and in the lake as well. So this summer, we are planning to actually swim in pools and things like that. And so I just wanted to share that story because when I think back and when I talk to my kids about last summer, the snake summer, we laugh about it now. And it's about creating memories. And so last summer probably looked really weird and different for you as well. And if that's the case, think back to like how creative you got with the fun you had, right? Like you couldn't really go anywhere, but what did you do creatively? You probably stayed in more. I know I built more puzzles than I ever did in my life. We bought a ton more Lego kits and stuff like that. But I want you to just do something fun, whether that is taking a vacation, whether it is doing day trips, whether it is sitting on your couch and catching up on Netflix shows, no judgment here, okay? I'm gonna do the same. Whether it's sleeping in, if you are a parent, I know that's not really, feasible, but when your kids are the age my kiddos are at, they're now six, I'm not gonna remember their ages, 6, 9, and 11, there we go, I did it. They will, they're kind of more self-sufficient than they were when they were little. With that said, I just still don't sleep in. I can't. My brain, I'm such a morning person. But sleep in if you get the chance. Take naps throughout the day. Have some fun this summer. Have a semi-normal summer, not like snake summer. Do something where it feels like semi-normal. Go swimming. If you still want to social distance, there's so many things that you can do where you live that are social distance friendly. Have a good laugh or cry. Give yourself time to have a good laugh or cry. Just let your emotions out. Be proud of what you just did this school year. You literally accomplished, I mean, so much. Like, more than, I just can't even put into words how proud I am of teachers. And music teachers, you guys are just amazing. I mean, I really, really wish I had another word for amazing because what you have done with pivoting in all kinds of different ways to teach your students is nothing short of amazing. I can literally just not put into words how blown away I am by the commitment you have to your students and to your craft and to your career and how you don't give up even when the going got tough. You probably felt like it. You felt like, but you didn't do it. And so be proud of what you did and don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on teaching because of this year because I don't know what next school year holds, but I'm hoping it goes to a little bit back to normal. But I was having this conversation the other day with a music teacher and I said, but even if it doesn't, even if it's still a little weird, you know how to do it now. It's not like you want to do it that way, but you do. You've done the hard thing. So there cannot be anything as hard as what you did this school year. Be so proud of yourself. Okay. And then I want you to think what went well or what could have gone better this school year. And after, like I said, let's start the summer off by taking a break. Take a break. Take a long break. Take a much needed break. Don't even think about school. Have fun. Go on vacations. Do the day trips. Do the sitting in your backyard in a pool. Do the watching Netflix. Then slowly start thinking about, all right. I really want to process through what could have gone better, what did I do great, what am I proud of myself about, which should be everything, by the way, and let yourself start processing through your emotions. So the next thing I want to talk about is looking at professional development opportunities. This is something else to do now that school's over, is to look at professional development. Now, I am assuming by now you have already kind of have a semi plan for different professional development opportunities. You've probably already signed up for some workshops, whether they're in person or online, or you're still kind of searching through what you're wanting to do. But this is the perfect opportunity to really think through when you're processing through your teaching, really also process through what are you needing when it comes to professional development, where maybe next, I'm sorry, last year you needed something and this year you might need something else. Ask around, ask teachers that you've made relationships with online, ask teachers that you know in person, what's out there, what's available. And that's the best way, in my opinion, to find professional development opportunities is word of mouth. So with that, I have, like I mentioned, upcoming workshops coming this summer. There are, look in your area, every school district, every city, every state offers different professional development opportunities. Look at neighboring states around where you live as more in-person workshops and opportunities for professional development are happening this summer, look, you know, maybe a couple hours down the road. One of my favorite professional developments I ever took was actually a 2-hour drive from where I lived at the time, and it was a steel drum workshop. Now, was I ever planning to have a classroom full of steel drums? No. Would that have been incredible? Of course it would have been. But what I learned in that workshop, I was still able to apply to my teaching. It was so much fun just to have a steel drumming workshop. So look for fun opportunities like that, you know, where maybe you don't know how you're going to apply what you're learning to your teaching, but you will find ways to definitely apply maybe the steel drum stuff to barred instruments or whatnot. Look at the different levels courses. I know last summer, a lot of the levels courses, mainly Orphan Kodai, actually every one of them, every teaching method, that a lot of them just did not happen last year. And so look around you. There are opportunities that are coming back up. These offerings are coming back to the surface. So look around you if you're wanting to get certified in level 1, 2, or 3, and look around to see where those are happening. You can get funding. That is a conversation for another day. Your district or school, there's grants available for you. And so look for opportunities like that. This is also an opportunity. I've talked before about this, about professional development. Can usually the best professional development happens just by the teacher down the hall or on social media. So when we're talking about those things, I learn so much just by following people, listening to people, and I learn best by just hearing different nuggets of wisdom being said and stuff like that. So I want you, probably this school year, let's talk about Instagram, for example, because this is the one I know that I can do this with. On Instagram, you can save a post. You know, you push this little, it looks like a little flag, an arrow, I'm not sure. But you can push this button where it saves that post, and then you can kind of just go back and reread it later. Maybe you've saved a post where you saw a professional development opportunity. Maybe you saved a post when a teacher was talking about a lesson they really like to do. Maybe you saved a post when it was talking about different books that a teacher uses in their classroom, or whatever else. So go back, and maybe you have saved some posts, or maybe you have shared some posts to yourself. Go back and look through those posts on social media that maybe you've saved, and you told yourself, I'm going to go back and look at that one day. I really like what that teacher talked about. I want to go back and revisit that post and really see what they were talking about. And so go back through that. So those are some ways to look for professional development opportunities, whether it's formal, in person, online, or like I said, just the teacher down the hallway or on social media down that hallway, right? And the last thing I want to say is take care of you this summer. I hate talking about self-care just as much as you hate hearing about it, because I feel like it is talked about wrong sometimes. We're just like, go take a long bubble bath. Well, that's great and all, but sometimes we don't have time for that, right? So here's some suggestions I want to give you for taking care of yourself. For me personally, when I talk about taking care of me, something that's really worked well even recently is taking a social media break. Now, I still post to social media, but I'm not on there as much. I post in my Facebook group, but I'm not in there as much. I have just not been on social media as much as I used to be. And not forever, but I knew I just needed to take a little bit of a break. My mind only has the capacity for so much before I feel like, you know, I'm going to lose it a little bit. So take a social media break if you need to. If you feel the pressure of, maybe it's not even that you're comparing yourself to other teachers, but you're just like, oh, I'm so just sick of scrolling, or I just don't think I can do one more thing right now, or I just need a break from social media. For whatever your reasons is, do it. Take a little bit of a break from it. You're not going to miss anything, you know, and if you do, you'll catch up when you come back on. The other thing I want to say is take a podcast break. Yes, I have a podcast. Hello. But if you need to take a break from social media, if you need to take a break from listening to podcasts, maybe you just need to take a break from, you know, you're just like, I can't keep up with all the stuff right now. Then don't. So when I talk about taking care of you, yes, we can talk about all the self-care strategies in the world, but I also want you to think about maybe like you're just trying to keep up with all the social media, keep up with listening to podcasts or reading blogs or whatever it might be. Maybe just take a break from that for a while. There's nothing wrong with that. It's totally okay, because those things will still be there when you're ready to come back. And the other thing I want to say is create mental space to not think about teaching. This summer, I'm very well aware we've talked about professional development. You are at some point going to need to start preparing for next school year. You are going to need to go to professional development. Not just to go to it, you're going to probably think through what you learned at professional development, how to apply it to your teaching. You're going to need to learn about when we talked about processing through last school year, how to adapt and adjust things that maybe worked well or that you want to do better. Maybe you found out what your teaching situation is going to be next year. Whether you were on a cart, now you're going to be back in your classroom. Maybe you're teaching virtually, now you're back in person. Maybe it was hybrid and now it's not anymore. Whatever that might be. Maybe you're not sure what your teaching situation is going to be like yet because your district isn't sure, your principal's not sure. But with that said, at some point, you're going to need to create mental space to really start thinking about teaching. But on the flip side of that, create mental space to not think about teaching. So at some point, I would literally just look at your calendar and say, I'm going to allow myself one day during the week this summer to really kind of process through teaching. And then the rest of the time, I'm not going to think about teaching unless it's a professional development opportunity. And, probably the 2 to 3 weeks before school starts, you're probably going to really start heavily thinking about school again and planning and all those things. But create mental space to think about teaching. But on the flip side of that, create mental space to not think about teaching. This summer, more than any summer, in my opinion, you need to take a break. Have some fun. Go on vacations. Do nothing. Literally, do nothing. Take a break from social media, from podcasts, whatever you need to take a break from to clear your head. Your mental health matters so much. It really does. And so you have every right in the world to take the break you know you need. All right? Thinking about school can come later. You'll know when it's time, but don't stress yourself out. Okay, school ends. I'm going to give myself a week break and then I'm going to start thinking about next school year. No, you're not. You're going to take a break first, alrighty? And the last thing I want to say is to live your life, enjoy your family and friend time, especially this summer. Really take the time to reconnect with family and friends. So, for example, my sister-in-law, we are meeting halfway in a week to meet up with them. We haven't seen them in over a year. And so we're really excited to get together with family. And I'm really excited to have some more time this summer to spend with my friends. I'm really excited to hang out with my kids and enjoy summer with them. We really have had a really busy year, so I'm really excited to kind of slow down a bit, spend some time with people I love, and not only that, to just take some space to really relax. And everything I'm talking about in this episode is things I did when I was in the classroom, and also now, I still take the time to really go, you're gonna work on this day. These days, you're not. You're gonna enjoy time with your kids. Maybe I'll still answer the occasional email. Maybe I'll still, have something on my to-do list I need to do, or whatever it might be. But I'm not going to like stress myself out about trying to do all the things all the time because you need time to really process through your emotions, really take a break that you need. You need time to really have fun. Have fun, okay? You help your students have fun all the time, but you need to have fun as well. So, with that said, when school is over, whenever that is for you, really take what you learned in this, what you learned today. I really want you to take what you learned and apply it. Really go back and re-listen. I'm like, all right, school's over. I'm gonna do nothing, like Jessica said. I'm gonna take a break. I am going to then kind of have the mental capacity to think about school and to not think about school. And I'm not going to stress out myself about getting all the things done because it will happen when it's supposed to. So with that said, you guys have an amazing rest of your week and weekend, and I will see you soon.
Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today. as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.